This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Farmer on the air for another week, a conversation or two or three or four about what's going on. The American Family Farmer, the family farmers that I know and love to listen to me talk about the importance of keeping small agriculture a part of our culture in America. And that's what this program is aimed at doing. We're going to talk to a young guy who's a part of a farm program through the American Farm Bureau, Young Farmer and Rancher Program. We'll have him on with us in a few minutes. I normally spend the first part of our get-together talking about things in the news that are important. The amount of focus on the farm bill continues. I don't know if it's annoying. I'm not quite sure how I feel about this still, because there are various alliances that have been created after the signing of the Farm Bill, a lot of programs that benefit specialty crop producers, which is good in my opinion. I don't like the fact the government is doing any or all of this stuff, but we've gotten kind of hooked on it. So now it's important for a lot of the people who are farmers, small family farmers. There are 120 specialty crop organizations across our country, and so they benefited from what was in the Farm Bill, and they've been talking about it and releasing press stuff, and the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, for example, pretty good. This is, you know, most of the, not all of them, but many of the orange groves are owned by families. If the weather's bad, they get wiped out. If there are bugs, you know, there are a lot of different things that affect their program and their livelihood. I'm looking at the number of people whose bank account will be enhanced by the Specialty Crop Research Initiative that is part of the Farm Bill. Million dollars for various things in specialty farms and farming programs that combat pests and diseases. That's good to have that food security, and that's also important. Funding for block grants to do research on improving the markets. A lot of the stuff, these specialty products, are going overseas, and that's good. Anyway, I just picked that out because I thought it was interesting to see. Most people don't read into the nuance. Many of us who are farmers want to know. I just made a lot of noise about the fact that $634 billion in this bill goes to companies and ag businesses that have no business whatsoever getting a penny, never mind millions and billions. They shouldn't get a penny of this. The small farmers anyway that I know agree, especially since some of them, especially in dairy, got it in the neck and keep getting it in the neck. And that brings me around to something that I saw that I wanted to sort of report on this week in case you didn't see the need or the demand that's coming from some folks for more food transparency as it affects the dairy supply chain. More opportunities, I think, for smaller farmers with this. The smaller supply chains adapting to meet consumer demands, more transparency. And this is going to hurt the big agribusinesses, the huge corporate farms, the cows, you know, cows living on top of each other, thousands of cows. This isn't going to work for them, and I think that's a good thing. The entire industry now has to walk a finer line to meet the demands of the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Those of us, I've sold raw milk on my farm for many years. I stopped, but I know a lot of people who are doing it because there's more and more in states that allow it, and that's another thing. Why should it? It's kind of up to the states now anyway to do what they want to do. That's kind of what's going to happen with marijuana, making it a state rights thing. But the business about not knowing, when you look at the labels, you don't really get any information anymore. If you looked at a label that came off of a bottle of milk in my neck of the woods that was pasteurized by the Suiza family, DFA, Dean Foods, they're supplying 85% of the fluid milk supply in the country, and they have created the volatility because they've squeezed the farmer by bringing in milk from offshore out of the country, by forcing the cooperatives, if you want to do business with us and they're the only game in town, then you better deliver milk at this price. And so that's what's put all the conventional small farmers out of business. Higher feed costs, and the same companies are often like Cargill and ADM. They're controlling the feed supply for the most part. So they're all in collusion. One of the interesting things, though, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but most of us who are dairy people understand the difference between A2 and A1 milk. A2 milk has a different kind of protein, easier to digest than other milk. A2 milk comes from brown cows. A1 milk comes from Holsteins, big cows that have been bred to give more milk, but they don't necessarily give you milk that you can easily digest. It's very, very interesting how many people now are mixing more brown cows in their herds where they heretofore were pretty much all black cows, all Holsteins. If you know what's going on, you're going to want to do that because it does improve. It increases the digestibility of the milk for those people who are lactose intolerant and makes it a lot easier for farmers to sell their milk on their farm. Never mind, they get, you know, you're going to get premium prices for the stuff that you sell on your farm. And also, it seems to the consumer, again, this program is aimed at not only the family farmers and the farm business, but the locavores who consume our products. And in this case, I can picture the people. We had 4,000 regular customers on my farm buying whole raw milk. For 11 years, I sold it, and some days we'd sell 1,000. No, not 1,000. We'd have 100 gallons we could produce about that. And so we were selling all we could produce. Very popular. We couldn't bring it to farmers markets. We tried to. Now I don't know. It depends. It goes from state to state. Farmers markets, even without the milk. The farmers market is one of the reasons that there's more visibility and better pricing. But you can interact with your consumer. I think it builds a lot of trust and great connections. So something to be encouraged, even though you're going to have a little more scrutiny by being there. It makes you better. That's really the bottom line. I think it makes you better. So anyway, a couple of comments and news items that are in front of us this week. In a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Evan Cruz, who comes from the Young Farmer and Rancher program in the American Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about him, his life, and his life on the farm, which is obviously the main reason for his being here and the important part of the discussion. So look forward to that in a matter of moments. In the meantime, I want to help you build a lasting impression. Farmers, just like everybody else, they want to look their best. And having the advanced whitening system for your teeth that was put together by a dentist named Martin Ginniger, the product called Power Swabs, wow, what a great way for you to enhance your looks. The stains and the stain-removing kits that have been around, and people for a long time have been using this stuff, and it hurts your gums, it hurts your teeth, and you know, why would you get involved in all that? Or pay a lot of money. About 1 million of these Power Swab kits have been sold so far to the public, developed first by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. He used it on his own first, then he sold it to some of his friends who were dentists, then it was marketed to dentists, did very well. They were charging $500 to $1,000 to use his products to whiten your teeth. Now, you go direct. You buy it from Ginniger's company. Call 800-208-1797. It's Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Get on board now and make your teeth whiter and brighter. If you're smoking still, please stop. Drinking wine, drinking coffee, things that stain the enamel. This is enamel that you're taking care of, not your teeth itself. The enamel on the teeth. And it also works, by the way, to make a difference whether you have, whether you're the natural teeth. Sometimes people have caps, veneers, that sort of thing. Cleans them up, right up too. 800-208-1797. The brightest, whitest smile you could possibly imagine and the least painful way to get it. Plus, cost you 50% less if you use the DJV code when you order power swabs at 800-208-1797. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Nice to have you here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Evan Cruz is a member of the Young Farmer and Rancher Program at the American Farm Bureau. Recently, the American Farm Bureau Federation had their annual meeting. The president was there to talk about trade and border security. As you might expect, he was enthused. I mean, he was accepted and welcomed enthusiastically, even though I'm not so sure he's been that great or his administration been that great for the family farmer. And I'm not sure even that the Farm Bureau anymore is that great. I belong to the American Farm Bureau, the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, have for 50 some odd years. But I'm concerned because they seem to be in league with a lot of the big agribusinesses that are not suitable for, by their own workings, getting along with a family farmer. So let's see what Evan Cruz gets in terms of connection between the Farm Bureau and his Young Farmer and Rancher group. Good to have you here, Evan. Nice to meet you, and I'm glad that you share a lot of things that I do in terms of the farm. Tell us a little about your background, where you came from, your farming background.
Well, good morning. And I grew up on the farm. Cruz Farms was started in 1923 by my great-grandfather. And at the time, everybody involved with the farm lived on the farm and probably less than a half mile away from each other, my uncle, my family, my grandpa, my great-grandfather. And at that time, we were basically a wholesale business. This was the early 80s. I'd give it the time period, and we had a lot of regional grocery stores here in Southern Oregon that we supplied. We grew mostly watermelons and cantaloupes that was our big summer crop. We did a lot of winter vegetables, so cabbage, broccoli, broccoli, cauliflower, stuff like that. Yeah. That we sent throughout the Northwest. And really the big change on our farm happened when that market started to dry up with the consolidation of the grocery stores. Our opportunities just went away.
It was the connection to Big Ag. All right, let's keep talking about this. I want to bring everybody up to date on this young gentleman, Evan Cruz, with us on the American Family Farmer.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Evan Cruz, who's a family farmer from Oregon. He's telling us the story of his farm when he got involved. It sounded like they were basically a wholesale operation. But that has changed on your farm and many other farms, Evan. You're doing more marketing, selling things directly on the farm, correct?
Yeah, so I guess I was probably in the second or third grade when our family made the transition to being a direct market farm, which at the time consisted of basically it was a fairly sizable pole barn, but it was just a pole barn and a cold storage room along one of the busier roads leading out of town. And in the 30 years since that's happened, we've grown a lot as a retail operation. We've expanded the number of products we offer. We built a bakery using my based off of my great grandmother's pie recipes and other goodies that she'd make at around holidays and everything.
Nothing better than walking into a farm. A store, a farm market, and smelling bread baking or pies baking, that makes it all kind of work, doesn't it?
Well, and when you look at it from a marketing standpoint, a seasonal crop, we don't have the ability like the grocery stores do to, well, I guess we could, but we don't import things from South America or well, the Southern Hemisphere in general in order to keep a food available year-round. So our market is open about 9 months out of the year. We just closed down for the year, and we're doing our off-season maintenance. We'll open up late spring. And so the seasonal aspect of the fresh produce that's available on-farm, it's nice to have some products that are available anytime people come out. And that's been helpful. It's a diversification that farms need to do one way or another.
Yeah. Well, there's a person that in terms of making decisions, to go back to that and how you decided, do you, who in your family, is that little rooster in the back? Time to get up, everybody.
Yeah, it is. You can hear that, yeah.
I can hear that, yeah. So you gave us the background of your father, your uncle, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. It boiled down to you getting an education off the farm and actually looked like you were going to do something else. And then you came back to the farm because somebody in the family got hurt. And then who do you sit around the table and make decisions as a family, or how do you come about the decision-making process as to what to do, what to grow, how to market it, all of that stuff on your farm?
Well, so my grandfather, he passed away last summer, finally, he had a fairly long health battle the end of his life. So he's been out of farm management for several years now.
Yeah.
A lot of what we do is just tradition. And there's a lot of, I guess there's some comfort in that. There's, traditions are traditions for a reason. It's because they work.
Yeah.
And so on top of that, I'm really trying to make sure that we don't let the traditions drag on and not adapt to the market. I mean, it used to be we were the local, and we've got some other direct market opportunities in town, but it's not a lot. We were the local source for produce, and now you go into any grocery store and they say local this and local that, even though
which is bunkum,
from 800 miles away.
Exactly.
So we're having to adapt in a way, but it's small changes. We're trying to make that
enough not to scare the traditionalists away. That's kind of what it sounds like to me, and that's the way a lot of smart farmers are doing it. Little at a time, use social media, promote in certain ways, keep your best crops, the standard crops, coming. That's it. All right, hold on a second, because I really want to get into this Young Farmer and Rancher program on the other side of our break here at half past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democrat to announce a possible run for the White House in 2020 makes the announcement on a late-night talk show.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes.
And what would that be, madam?
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Tonight.
That's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York making the announcement on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Today will be day two of Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing after a day one when he told senators he would not end Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Assuming there was no good cause?
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
A HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
We can beautiful sound. Down the road. Great conversation. This is the American Family Farmer, an exercise in support of the American Family Farmer, the great way of life that we enjoy if we live on the farm, the great way of farming, extolling the value and virtue of what gets done on the well-run farms in our country, a lot of connections to people, the commodities we grow, just an idea bank. Evan Cruz is here. He has a great farm background, although you did sort of stray for a little while, did you not, before you came back to the farm?
Yeah, growing up, I worked on the farm. I loved being in the fields with my dad and grandpa. And
it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? I remember it was just fun. It was hard work, but it was fun.
Responsibility. It's seeing somebody eat what you just spent months growing, which a lot of farmers don't get to necessarily witness that. But I did. We're famous for our carrots People drive quite a ways to buy our carrots every year. And seeing people do that is pretty fulfilling. So that, yep. that was indelible for me. But growing up, I had a lot of other pressures, especially from the school system, to go off and be an engineer or something like that. Yeah. And, you know, I listened to them. So many people tell you something, and you listen to it.
Don't like to work, Evan, and they say, why do you want to work that hard? It's 7 days a week, sun up to sun down, all those things. I find it invigorating, frankly. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, whether I was on the farm or doing radio work. So it's just, you know, it's frankly made me and the people around me healthier and more conscious of being healthy because of the way you live, not only what you grow, what you produce, but the way you present yourself and how you live. I think that's part of the great example that family farmers can present to those around them. I don't know whether you think that or not.
I can't argue with that. Anyways, I took a lot of people's advice and tried other stuff for a while, and I ended up being in publishing, mm-hmm. news media, stuff like that. It ended up back in the hometown with the media company and everything, and I had an opportunity to help my grandfather. He burnt himself on the farm pretty badly and was struggling to get things done, so I was spending weekends out there, and that evolved into him asking me to come back on the farm full time.
Now, did you have a family at that time, or were you still single?
No, I was married and had two kids. One, I think, when we made the full time transition, I had a 2-year-old and a 9-month-old, or somewhere around there. Yeah. And then since then, I've added a third kid to the fleet. And coming back, I'm not going to say that experience, the things I learned about systems management and everything isn't valuable. It's a different way to look at how work gets done, and publishing is a pretty well established business in being efficient and getting more efficient, stuff like that. So it's valuable knowledge, but coming back to the farm was a pretty big change in a lot of ways from that lifestyle. Yeah. And this gets back to Farm Bureau and the YF&R program. When I came back to the farm, my grandfather didn't give me an option to not come to the Farm Bureau meetings. Just local county Farm Bureau, 25 or so people show up.
Yep.
And on a daily basis, I was seeing more 80-year-olds out on the farm here than I was seeing probably 20, 30, and 40-year-olds combined.
Yeah.
And as a younger guy, that was a little bit rough. I mean, I'm glad I was married and had my best friend with me there. But just as a work social setting, it was a little bit isolated. And so I started attending the YF&R programs that are through, really, it's kind of the state level of Farm Bureau more than local, and that was massively beneficial, making those connections all over the state, sharing ideas with people that I would describe more as a peer rather than a mentor was very helpful. And to me, that's been the biggest benefit of Farm Bureau, is those connections to different communities. I'm not sure it would have happened any other way.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions about the president being at the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm guessing because of your connection, the Young Farmer and Rancher Program, part of the Farm Bureau, you were at the annual meeting, were you?
I was at the annual meeting last year in Nashville, which the president also attended. So I didn't make it this year. And that's really, I think a lot of people don't understand about Farm Bureau, is it's one of the true grassroots organizations.
Well, I said I belong to it for a long time, and I still do. I'm trying to work on a hemp program for farmers in Massachusetts there, and I'm getting bogged down with the bureaucracy of the state, and I'm frustrated because I can't get anybody to kind of work on it or pay attention to it in the Farm Bureau. But I also am distressed because the Farm Bureau hasn't supported me in selling raw milk, although, well, I shouldn't say they didn't go out of their way, because it bucks what sort of the big ag wants and what big government wants. And that's my frustration with the Farm Bureau. It's become very political, at least in my neck of the woods. I don't know whether it is that way where you are or not, and maybe I'm being unrealistic. Maybe they have to be political in order to survive. What are your thoughts on that?
To a point, yeah. I guess the grassroots nature of it, we've had some local issues here with our county that our State Farm Bureau has been unbelievably helpful in sorting through, with land use and the county wanting to require permits on certain things that should be included under right to farm laws, things of that nature. And that's really where the whole grassroots nature goes. Oregon Farm Bureau, there's a lot of big ag in Oregon. We grow lots of commodities on the east side of the state. So their Farm Bureau definitely supports that mission, keeping those guys going. But the process of setting the priorities and policies for at least the state lobbying efforts and state staff efforts happens at our state annual meeting, and we identified and argued that we needed more support for agritourism and direct farm sales. Mm-hmm. And we made the case for it. We included language in our, or we added language to our policy book that's pretty strong in allowing our legislative team to go and argue that, mm-hmm. Letting people on farms is an important part of
very good idea. They want to see where the stuff is grown. So how did the young farmers and rancher group in the Farm Bureau, are they the ones that move this along? And where are you? Are you an officer in the Young Farmer and Rancher program?
So I actually aged out of that program not too long ago, but I did. But I'm a huge booster, and I made it that far, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm a huge booster and supporter of the program now. Me coming back to the farm a little bit older than a lot of them, I was the 30-something guy in with a group of 20-something people.
Well, they're 18. It supposedly is 18 to 35-year-old farmers.
Yeah.
I can see where that's an important thing. We got to move ahead here, and we need new ideas, especially using social media to promote. If you're going to do what you have done on your farm successfully, that is have direct marketing, you got to have social media skills, and the kids have it. The kids have it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's happened to the Farm Bureau as a whole. But when this last year in our policy session, I looked around the room to the people who were active in adjusting that policy.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with issues of, recreational marijuana and hemp.
Yeah.
Very much so in this state. And
I'm going to grow it. It's in Massachusetts. I'm going to grow it on my farm. It's a big to do, but it's a way of making the farm viable when you can't be viable at dairy anymore. Hold on a second. I want to get one more piece of your story here, your children and how they've influenced what you do on the farm to a point. Evan Cruz is here with us. This is the American Family Farmer, 44 past the hour. May I help you get the most out of the ideas that come forth this time of year to lose weight? You've put a few extra inches on around your waist. I know that. That signifies a buildup of fat, which can bring you plaque in your arteries and therefore increase your risk of heart disease. I've talked to women and men. Here's a woman who wants to lose 40 pounds of fat off her body. She's 50 years old, and if she doesn't lose it, she will die by the time she's 60. That's pretty much what any cardiologist would tell you. So using her as an example, or others who have gotten onto the Calitrin program, it does not work overnight. You heard me say it does not work. You don't get on it for a week and expect it to work. It's not like the crash diets. It's not like the go have an operation. It's not like all the food. No. It is, however, the most reliable way, the most important, healthy way to go through weight loss. They've been at it for 32 years, this family. It's a family-run business. And they put together the quality that is necessary to make it work. Collagen is the number one protein in your body, and it's the main ingredient in Kallitrin. So it helps your body get stronger, you build up muscle, get rid of the fat, that's where you lose the weight. Lots of different benefits of using Kallitrin as well, including a lot of healthy joint support, because it's all collagen. That's your number one protein in your body. You need it for strong joints and a strong body. So get on the program, lose the weight, support your body, keep the weight off. It's all natural, all organic, and available only at TopLoss.com. So go online to TopLoss.com. Use the DJV code. Spend less money because you get a 10% discount and free bottles when you buy more than three. TopLoss.com. Remember that web. Go do it now while you're thinking about it. TopLoss.com. Order Kallitrin. Use the DJV code and get 10% off.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Using genome sequencing, researchers at Mayo Clinic Center for Individualized Medicine are studying the link between communities of good bacteria in the body, known as the human microbiome, and good health.
If you have the right healthy population of bacteria that are in harmony with each other and do the functions that we need them to do for us, then the harmful bacteria are not as likely to get into that space and to cause problems.
Dr. Heidi Nelson, director of the microbiome program at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, explains what DNA-extracted bacteria in the intestines can tell us.
What genes do they have, and what are those genes going to do? Are they going to create a toxin? Are they going to create a metabolite? And sometimes it's simply the creation of a metabolite that causes a symptom or a problem.
Diet is one factor that impacts whether you're continuing to populate a healthy microbiome. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, let's spend a couple of more minutes with Aaron Cruz. Your family, your children, have predicated some of what you're doing on the farm because of what their needs are. Is that correct?
In a way, yeah. I think it was kind of a lucky transition for the family in a way, coming back to the farm. But my two older kids have a metabolic condition, usually referred to as PKU, but it's called phenylketonuria. And basically, I could talk for hours about it, but I won't. They are severely limited in the amount of protein they can intake, natural protein. Yeah. So we do have a supplement that gives them their complete nutrition, but it's one of the more restricted diets that you'll see on Earth. And there's very limited pharmaceutical support for taking care of this condition. So we manage their blood levels of an amino acid called phenylalanine through diet. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that a lot of the fruits and vegetables that we grow are a great thing to include in their diet rather than processed foods that have a lot of the nutritious right. value broken down.
Yeah, right. It's the processed stuff doesn't do anybody any good. It's not natural. It's not whole. So that's good. It's probably going to add years to their lives. And it's just one of the things that I'm sure went into, in part, making the decision to go back. So all the things that you've done have worked well. And I think that you made some good comments about agritourism. I'm a big believer in that. People need to look into that more often than that. But promotion, social media, all of those things, you've helped us understand why they are much more important. Evan, I continue to be amazed by the number of great people that are on our family farms. Congratulations to you and best of luck to you and your family. Keep the tradition going. Evan Cruz here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here with some thoughts on the government shutdown and what that's doing to farmers or what farmers are thinking about it right after this.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
All right, so this shutdown and what it's doing, farmers who now are finding themselves in a jam need loans and they can't get into the program because it's pretty much shut down. All the people that I know of who work in the ag department around me are all on furlough. They're all out, even though they cause a partial government shutdown. Depends on what your interests are if you're in the farming business. And this is the thing that sort of is offensive to me when it comes to farms and farming. Who's considered to be necessary versus not necessary? And so because we don't have a connection to the farm anymore, really, most Americans are distant from the realities of the farm, and therefore they consider anything connected to farming to be non-essential. Hello, you're eating, aren't you? You got to eat today? You got to eat tomorrow? I think that's the reality of my life. And so the FDA is back resuming food inspections. They had gotten off of that for a couple of weeks at slaughterhouses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Majority of the staff doing the inspections are not being paid because nobody's getting paid, and they're still at work. But again, the whole business about not getting paid, they'll be paid eventually. They just aren't going to be paid on time. And so the people who are supposed to be working, remember, all these people are going to get paid everything that they're due, whether they've worked or they haven't worked. So some of the smart asses are calling in sick and saying, I'm not going to get paid this week. I'm not getting a check. I'm not going to show up. Well, in my mind, those people ought to be fired. You're going to get paid, so maybe you've got a problem. A lot of farmers need help, but they're bucking up because that's what farmers do. They work. Anyway, I was interested to see the results of Trump going to the American Farm Bureau Federation, farmers' reactions, more farmers than not apparently back the wall, even though it may affect who you can hire, how well you pay, all of that sort of thing. And so it's, I guess it depends. I know farmers who are Democrats. I know farmers who are Republicans. And they have the same kind of attitude toward all of this stuff as the regular political machinations appear, and you find farmers arguing with each other. But in terms of the farm bill, it's been passed. Dairy assistance is very necessary, but not happening because of the shutdown. I don't know what it's going to happen to Social Security if this thing keeps going, whether all those things are going to be paid. Anyway, the provisions that affect certain farmers that are necessary are not going to be available until the slowdown or the shutdown or whatever you want to call it is remedied, taken care of, and that everybody's going back to work. Large farms don't need it. Animal health people need that. It's the discussion of immigration is a whole other thing, whether you need people to come work on your farm. Hopefully you're smart enough to make sure that they are legal or on the way to being legal. That's the most important thing. Otherwise, you become kind of a hypocrite, if you know what I mean. Thoughts for those of you who are listening every week, the American Family Farmer. Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.